Section, the setup. iGINs commit C01FF453, December 2024. Introduced ASTD fill-in optimization for filling dense matrices and arrays with a constant value. Instead of iGIN's own coefficient-wise assignment loop, the new code delegated to STD fill-in, which, for trivial types like double or int, compiles down to an optimized MEM set-like loop. The optimization was gated behind an iGIN fill helper trait that checked whether the expression type structurally supported contiguous filling, matrix, array, contiguous block, stride-compatible map. What it did not check was whether the scalar type was suitable for STD fill-in. For matrix, double, 3, 3, this is great. For matrix, auto diff scalar, 12, 12, it's a regression. Section, why auto diff scalar is different. Auto diff scalar stores a scalar value and a derivatives vector. Because dir type can be a dynamically allocated iGIN vector, auto diff scalar requires non-trivial copy slash move operations. It is not trivially copyable, and STD is trivially copyable, auto diff scalar. Value is false. This matters because GCC's lib STD C++ STD fill in has a subtle performance characteristic. For non-trivially copyable types, it does not hoist the fill value out of the loop. Each iteration performs an extra move of the source value. For a type like auto diff scalar, that means copying 12 doubles of derivative data on every single iteration, even though the value is the same each time. iGIN's own call underscore dense underscore assignment underscore loop doesn't have this problem. It evaluates the source expression once per coefficient, with no redundant copies. Section, the regression. The result, any code filling a matrix of auto diff scalar, including common operations like set zero, set constant, or construction from a constant, got measurably slower after C01FF453. This was reported as iGIN issue number 2956. Section, the fix. The fix is a one-line conceptual change. Gate iGIN fill helper on STD is trivially copyable in addition to the structural checks. When scalar is trivially copyable, STD is trivially copyable inherits from STD true type. The optimized STD fill in path is taken. When it's not, auto diff scalar, custom types with non-trivial copy, it inherits from STD false type. iGIN falls back to its own coefficient-wise loop. This mirrors what iGIN MEM set helper, used for set 0, already does. The MEM set path was already safe because it checked is underscore trivially underscore copyable. The fill underscore end path just needed the same guard. Section, the review iteration. Getting to the final one-liner took a few iterations, which are instructive. Iteration 1, STD bool constant. The initial implementation used STD bool constant, STD is trivially value. Clean, but STD bool constant is a C++17 feature, and iGIN supports C++14. Iteration 2, STD integral constant. Switched to STD integral constant, bool, STD is trivially value, for C++14 compatibility. Functionally correct, but verbose. Iteration 3, direct inheritance, reviewer suggestion. Charles Schlosser, the author of the original fill optimization, pointed out that STD is trivially copyable already inherits from STD integral constant bool. The wrapper is redundant, just inherit directly. This is the kind of simplification that's easy to miss if you're thinking about the value rather than the type hierarchy. STD is trivially copyable isn't just a compile time boolean. It's a type that inherits from STD true type or STD false type, which are themselves STD integral constant, bool, true, slash false. Since iGIN fill helper inherits from this trait, it gets value, implicit bool conversion, and everything else for free. Section, what we learned. 1. STD fill in is not a universal optimization. Library implementations make trade-offs. GCC's lib STD C++ optimizes fill underscore in for trivially copyable types. It can use MEM set or single instruction multiple data. For non-trivially copyable types, the generic fallback adds per iteration overhead that a handwritten loop avoids. The lesson, profile before assuming a standard algorithm is faster than your domain-specific implementation. 2. Type traits composed through inheritance, not just Value. When you write struct foo, std true type, foo doesn't just carry a value. It is a std integral constant, bool, true. You can inherit from type traits directly. This is a common pattern in iGen's trait system and throughout the standard template library. 3. Consistency within a codebase catches bugs. The MEM set path already had the is underscore trivially underscore copyable guard. The fill underscore end path didn't. When two code paths have the same preconditions, they should have the same guards. The fix was essentially make fill underscore and match MEM set. 4. STD bool constant versus STD integral constant, bool, is a C++ version boundary. If your library supports C++ 14, you can't use STD bool constant, C++ 17. But you often don't need either. Inheriting from the trait directly is both shorter and version agnostic. 5. Code review from the original author is invaluable. The person who wrote the optimization knows the type hierarchy intimately. Their one-line suggestion eliminated unnecessary indirection and made the intent clearer. Section, the MR. 2313, Guard iGen Fill Helper on Trivially Copyable Scalers, closes number 2956. Fixing GCC False Positive Warnings in iGen. Fixing an infinite loop in iGen's 128-bit integer division.